Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Base vehicle free count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast. This is episode 601. My name is Will Koontz. This is Anna Hummel.
Good day.
Good day to you. I'd like to remind you we're live on YouTube Wednesdays and Rumble, 6 p.m. So join us then. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. The hmbradio.com is the website. HMB Radio on Facebook. You follow me on Twitter, home_made_. Oh, no, I don't have that anymore. Instagram is where you can find me. home_made_man. Been really thinking about getting a burner account. I got some things to say.
I don't want it
coming back to me, and I don't
maybe
want any
I should say it. I don't have a job to get fired from at the moment.
Yeah, maybe you should. I mean, it's an option. I'll just send it to you, and if you feel like it, you can put it out in the ether.
That's what happened. I got fired from the bone.
I know.
It was his idea. And I was like, oh my God, that's so good. You should post that. And he goes, no way. That's nuts. I'm like, I said, can I post that? He's like, whatever.
I said, sure. If you want, I guess.
I'm like, that's great. That's great material.
Yeah.
Turns out it wasn't. I mean, it was. It hit.
Yeah, oh yeah, it got a reaction.
From SBK, who blew in a call to John Brennan and got me fired. Anyways, yeah. I'm over that though. I'm over it. Okay.
Never really get over it, do we?
You like forgive, but you don't forget.
Yeah.
Sort of a thing.
I don't forgive or forget. Just personal. That's just me personal.
Right in my eyes.
Yeah.
Noted.
But yeah. Well, welcome to the program, everybody. We're in a new year, getting back into the swing of things, I guess. And what?
2 months.
Two months
from today, this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Is getting married.
Yeah.
And maybe someone we both know was like, hey, ask him how he's feeling about it.
I'm feeling good. I feel good. It's kind of just getting a crunch time where it's hard for me to kind of think about like planning stuff. I'm not really a planner.
Yeah, you don't have a suit yet.
I'm going this Saturday though to get that. I did have to arrange a bartender, got that taken care of. And now it's getting close enough where I'm like, okay, I got to get my ducks in a row.
Yeah.
Now. Well, so yeah, kind of doing that. It's also time, and maybe I should quiz you.
Okay.
Because you don't technically, you're not an employee. We have a partnership here where we make very little money and we split the money. So I'm not like your boss or anything, but I feel like as a responsible, just human being that maybe it's time to do some sexual harassment awareness training. God.
I'm like, where is this going? What the hell? Are you firing me?
No, like- no, nothing like that. I work from home. I'm a remote employee for my current position that I work and have worked for many years. There are a total of 4 people that are employees in my unit. It's kind of a franchise situation. So any owner is kind of an independent owner of a larger corporation. Mm-hmm. But it's like very low key, you know? And unfortunately, we're still part of a corporation, so we have to do every year. And I have to do it for the stupid, because I'm still technically employed at CMG as well. I still have to take these, even though I haven't done anything at the radio station in like a year and a half, or a year at least. But I still am an employee, so I have to take these mandated trainings every year. And this time, this year, the training was, I don't know if Florida like opted out or like, you know, stopped doing mandatory training for private citizens, but the company, which is based in California, headquartered, said, well, you still have to do it and you'll just do California's instead, which California's is wild.
Oh.
Thanks for playing automatically. California's training is an hour long. You cannot, like, you used to be able to kind of like put it at double speed, you know, and kind of just do other things, have it playing in the background. Yeah. If you leave the browser for this training, it pauses. It will not continue.
How
you
have does it to know?
Because I just
know. Can you just let it play?
No, because, well, I could, but there's also little quizzes where they stop in between. Okay. And you have to answer a few questions and then it continues.
It doesn't go for like 30 minutes and you answer like three questions and you're done.
Right. No, no.
Because I used to do that. I used to like go to the gym, just leave it playing, come back. And then it's like, oh, you know, can you say, what's up, sugar tea? Like, no, that's obviously not right.
Right. The answers are very obvious. And they still are in this one, too. But there's just so much more involved. And so I had to sit there for 1 hour and actually take this whole course.
Or
California.
What?
That's what I
or
that's,
what?
That's what I asked my boss. I go, what are they going to do if we don't do this?
Which boss? Brennan?
No, no. My daytime job.
Oh, I thought for some reason this was for radio.
No.
I see.
No.
I see. Yeah.
I might reach out to him and just be like, do I need to do this? I know I'm an employee here, but I'm not for this one because I don't
touch yourself. You work remotely.
And I'm not there. Yeah. I'm going to sexually harass myself. But my boss, and I was like, dude, prepare yourself because this one's so much more involved than the normal one. And he goes, I don't understand why we have to do this. I go, you're the boss. Like, why do we have to do it? But I think it's because we're tied to a bigger corporation.
Yeah, yeah. You got it. You got it.
That's why.
I didn't realize. I thought it was, for some reason, I thought it was radio. I'm like,
no. Cares? Well, I'm prepared to get that email where I have to do that one as well. That one you can kind of cheat on, though. It's one where you can play double speed.
Trust me, I know.
And I don't need to listen to it because I know what they want to hear. The answer, I mean, it's so obvious.
Right.
Should you grab your boss's boobs? Y or N? Obviously, the answer is N. You don't do that.
Always N.
But this one was crazy because it was animations of people in an office
AI,
setting.
Or is it like cartoonish?
Cartoons.
Oh, okay. That's even more fun.
They got into the transgender issue, which apparently is a big one in California.
What's the solution
particular?
On that? Well, ew, gross! Can you say that?
I was like,
no,
that's
me. Like, is that a correct response? Someone goes like, what, my pronouns are they, them. You go, ugh.
Well, it was like, this is Tommy who's gonna go by Janelle now. And it was a cartoon guy who came up. It was a very diverse crowd, so it was a black cartoon that came up to the guy. I don't think he was voiced by a black guy though, which I think is not really cool. But anyway, you could just tell. I'm sorry, you can't.
What if it was a white guy pretending to be black?
That would be, yeah.
That's yo.
He's like, hey, don't be trying to sneak into the ladies' bathroom. I know that's what I would be doing if it were me. And then the voice, because it talks about the journey. So it was Tommy at one point, and Tommy was voiced by a male person, obviously. But then he's transformed to a lady. They didn't transform the cartoon into a lady. Still same haircut, tall, skinny, little bit of a 5 o'clock shadow, just had pearls and a dress on.
That was the only change.
And it had a completely new voice, and you could tell that it was a biological woman, the voice.
Oh.
Which it was just like, come on. This is just too much. It's too much. It's just too on the nose. Like, it was just a waste of time. Anyway, I wasted an hour, and maybe I should give you a quiz. But you said that, did you also have to take one of these?
I did. I think I sent you my certificate, actually, when I completed it.
Oh, that's
my
right.
My last job. I said, look what I got, buddy.
Yeah.
Certified.
What should I Google here? Sexual.
Oh, okay. Energy.
Harassment.
Oh.
And, harassment.
What?
Training.
And, that must be suffering.
Quiz. So I want to.
This is
I
fun.
To,
I love quizzes, by the
sexual
way.
Sexual harassment training quiz. All right. Philadelphia insurance companies. Does it give you the answers? I don't want
so,
you to see the
I'll
answers.
I'll close my eyes. Go ahead.
Okay.
I think there were some things at the end that were answers or no.
Question one.
Okay.
Sexual. Now you've not done a new course, so you are fresh.
I'm fresh. I don't know.
I think you might get 100%.
Okay. Let's try.
Sexual harassment complaints are generally false or unjustified. True or false?
I see it. I see all the answers.
Oh, I thought you had your eyes closed.
No. Oh, sorry. False.
That's right. Sorry. Question two. Sexual harassment can occur outside of the work site and be considered work-related. Wait, let me start over. True. Sexual harassment can occur outside the work site and still be considered work-related. Incidents that occur at retirement parties and office socials or in a training.
True.
I'm going to go ahead and say that you are right there, and you are right.
Okay.
Anyway, it's a lot of...
Give me like two more.
Two more?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. Sexual harassment in the workplace is a women's issue. True or false? True. No, I'm just kidding.
It's everyone's issue. Of false.
Course. Of course false. It is. And let's see. Let me get a good one here to close this out. There's no really good ones. An employee witnesses another employee being harassed. Even though this has involved a coworker, the witness can be considered the victim in this case.
True.
Yes. What? That's true, which seems a little rich, but
whatever.
I don't know. Well, there we go. We've had our annual. I'd like to announce that you have passed.
Thank you.
And you can continue this partnership with me at HMB Radio, the weekly podcast that we do. But I wanted to cover my bases and make sure that that we're good there.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
It was kind of related to a discussion we had about maybe 25 minutes ago. Right. What the hell, lady? Slow your roll.
I don't think
Jennifer.
I don't think the people can hear that, but
oh, sorry.
Channel 10 just starts their videos. I'm not ready.
Aggressive.
For you, pretty blonde lady and closeted gay man. Mm. Give me a second.
Nice beard. So I know because of Matt Walsh, I know what a woman is.
Uh-huh.
I believe I am a woman.
I believe that.
And if
well.
I were to define a woman, I would say an adult human female, double X.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I would. Doesn't mean you have to be have a uterus, because I know some women get them taken out. Sometimes your uterus is broken. Sometimes your eggs are all messed up. You know, so it doesn't mean that you necessarily are able to have children. But I'm going to rephrase that. Only women can have babies. I know that is a wildly controversial thing to say in 2026, but it is what it is. Yeah. Now, I know I am a woman, but I feel like I'm a bad one.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not bad. Too. I would say not good.
I feel it too. Your fears are not falling on deaf ears here. But go on, explain a little bit.
So I consume more than I would like to admit of the red pill.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, I don't want to call it, let's just call it red pill, right wing ish media. Okay. And I would have never really considered myself right wing ever. I was, you know, moderate, but I kind of sometimes I'm like, oh, maybe I should be a little bit more, I'm not a wife, but more trad wifey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sure.
I know men, all men, like it if their lady, if they have one, can cook well. That is that's a virtue. It
sure.
Seems it's also a virtue if, you know, you're with anybody, and like if I'm with a man and he can cook well, that's a good thing. It's never a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
I hate cooking. I freaking hate it. I bake from time to time because that's fun, because I got a weird thing with sweets and I like to watch people eat it and stuff. But like when it comes to just like making, you know, roasting vegetables and making stews and casseroles, like, no thanks. Don't like it.
Well, I think it's because your diet usually consists of like yogurt, eggs. Do you eat hard boiled eggs?
I picture
you eating a lot of eggs.
I love eggs in every form.
Yeah.
You know,
and
scrambled
then, like,
over easy.
what do you eat? Like a bag salad or something from time
freaking
to time?
Freaking nailed it.
Yeah.
What do you mean? If you mean by time to time, you mean every night of my life, then yes.
Yeah. And I mean, I've seen, you know, you bring snacks in. It's usually just some sort of yogurt and maybe a granola bar or something, or banana
nuts.
Yeah, you're not really an eater. You kind of just like get sustenance to survive, type of thing. So you don't really enjoy. Well, you do because you enjoy others eating food, and you did go through a pudgy phase in your life, but you've just pushed the demons down. So far that
I'm
now you're
looking
you just,
pretty lean these days too. So I'm feeling good about that.
So you're just kind of, you know, watching it, enjoying it through other people.
Yeah.
Doing the mukbangs.
But beyond that, I really don't enjoy the art and the skill and the time it takes to cook.
Yeah.
I hate it. To me, it's just like I can throw a bag of lettuce in and cook a couple eggs in like less than 2 minutes. You know, maybe cut up some cucumber, some olives, maybe roast some carrots in the air fryer. And I got a meal that I really like. Throw some sriracha and a little bit of guacamole on there. Love it. If I cook for an hour and a half and something is like maybe 10% better than that, I don't enjoy it that much more. In fact, I'm a little angry because I'm like, this was so not worth the time and effort it took to chop and make and wait and bake and look and touch and fork and plate, and I'm just like, god damn. So but my boyfriend, we were at Costco the other day and he said something which was probably like a 10% joke, 90% not joke. And he said something. I go, oh, we were like looking at something, and he just goes, man, I wish you could cook. And that like broke my heart, but also not enough to motivate me to want to cook.
No,
I'm just like, but it's so boring. Yeah. I hate it. It's so boring. But I feel like I need to try to be better. I want to be a better woman, you know, and that's not a popular thing to say because like he can make his own food. That's what my mom said. And my parents are divorced. So,
yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Exactly. So I'm trying to make sure that doesn't happen. But I think it's even worse because I know that, but I'm like, I mean,
it is.
Do I get points for acknowledging?
I mean, sure. If you want some points for that, it's not really going to do anything for you.
Yeah,
true. But also, too, it's just not your bag. So you're not. It's not something you're interested in
at all.
And if it's something you're not interested in, it's not something you'll want to do. So you'll half-ass it, and you'll just come up with something that's barely edible. It's not good. So if it's not something that interests you, I mean, it's just a waste of your time.
I don't think that's true. I will put all my effort into it, but because it's so much work, I'll do it like once every 6 months.
Yeah. You know,
that's basically a zero.
Right. So. And you don't eat meat. So there's, you know,
and the boyfriend like loves, you know, like if when he thinks a good meal, obviously he's like steak,
hunk of meat.
Yeah. Burger, meat, sandwich, tenders.
And you'll touch the meat. It's not, he'll touch the meat, get it out of the package. I hate raw chicken. Like raw chicken grosses me out. Beef, no problem. Pork, and not really bananas about either, but raw chicken just gives me the heebie jeebies for some reason. So what I do is I get a glove, like a latex glove to get the chicken out.
Isn't that weird? Like you don't want to touch it with your hand, but then you eat it once you cook it 14 minutes later.
Well, because it's cooked.
I know.
The reason I don't like it is because salmonella is on it, and salmonella gives me the creep.
I thought it was just like a texture, like it feels weird.
Yeah, that doesn't really bother me. It's just I know that there's bacteria.
It's dirty.
On it.
I mean, not dirty, but yeah, it's dangerous if you know.
Yeah.
Aren't careful with it, but yeah. So you know, I'm gonna try to make some. I said I'm gonna make a vegetable stew tomorrow, and both you and your fiance looked at me like, ugh.
You don't want that. He's not.
But it's cold out, and I thought.
He don't want vegetable. I know him. He don't want vegetable soup.
I mentioned it. He's like, maybe.
Well, what about if you get a vegetable soup? Oh, God, it's playing again. What about if we do a vegetable soup and then you dump half out and cook some beef and then throw some beef in half and then you have a vegetable soup for you? Just get another pan or another pot. You know what I'm saying?
Why don't I just get him chicken nuggets and also make the stew?
Well, if you want to cook, though, It is because he wants you to cook. That's the whole thing. But I guess you are hat. You're cooking this vegetable stew. Gross. That's sick. I can't even say it out loud. Veggie stew. Ooh, God. That's despicable. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I know. I was like, what can I make that's warm and vegetarian? And everything's like vegetable casserole. I'm like, too many carbs. Then I was like, oh, a stew.
Stew. It's disgusting.
Sorry.
Listen, Chris. I think you should just, I mean,
poor guy.
If he wants to eat, if he wants to handle some meat, ingest some meat, he's just got to cook his own meat.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, it is unfortunate though when you're like, because you eat together and then he's just on a whole different diet than you are.
Well, it's mostly like we eat the same base and then we kind of add our own accoutrements, if that makes sense.
Yeah. But so, that's usually a salad.
It's always a salad.
Yeah, exactly.
But what's wrong with salad?
Nothing's wrong with it.
It's fiber. I don't know why I'm doing this. It doesn't really give you ease.
It's good for you.
For your muscle. Not really. I mean, it just like helps you poop. And
yeah.
The micronutrients are good.
Yeah.
And stuff. But all right. I'm gonna try to be better. I want to be a better woman. I know that's not a popular thing to say, but I'm trying to keep my man around. On like the priorities of like what you want in a woman, like where does cooking fall? Like maybe 5 or 6.
I mean, it's nice to have. I do a lot of cooking myself, you know, around here. So I think we share those duties. So it's not like super important to me that she do all the cooking. We kind of split duties.
But she can cook.
Yeah. Yeah, she can. She makes good stuff.
All right.
Pretty often.
Yeah.
You need to just like ask ChatGPT. Like, what can I cook?
Oh, like, does this matter to men?
Well, what I do like that advice. And there's probably other things you could do as far as being a better partner, lady,
like
to
what?
Your man. I don't know. 813-693-2124. Text us what Anna can do to be a better.
Or she get the most disgusting, vile suggestions.
It's going to be
you
gruesome.
You can tickle as well. You can put it in as well.
Any hole that essentially is. Yeah. Anyway, 813-693-2124. Or you can super chat them if you want. We got YouTube super chats. I do want to talk about one thing before we go. Finally, it's time for the pretty blonde lady to talk to me. It was very cold this week.
Yes.
Very cold. So cold that, I mean, Florida cold is just a different animal, man.
What do you mean?
I went to Wisconsin this year in October. It was very cold. It's about the same temperature there as it was here. It's just wet here. Humid,
wet?
Cold. Yeah, the cold.
Is it wet?
When it gets to the 40s, and it was even in the 30s. In fact, we even got some snow. I got some here in Pinellas Park, but like flurries. I didn't stay up for it. I wanted to kind of, but and this kind of ties into my thing is that I'm constantly harping on is the world is worse since COVID. Restaurants, the food's not good. Just every service.
Maybe you have long COVID and you can't taste anything.
No, it's poor. Like if you go to Taco Bell or something, which I know you don't do very often. Sometimes. I don't either.
Happened a long time, but.
But it's just. Not
what
good.
It used to be.
It's not what it used to be.
Like literally pre-COVID, like a year prior, like something changed.
Yes.
When, what do you think that is?
I really don't know. I think it altered people's brains. Like a lot of people's brains just broke during that time. I don't really know. It's an ongoing theory that I'm working on. But even basic necessities are worse. Here's this story. That happened this week. Duke Energy, who I think most people in the Tampa Bay area have, obviously there was increased demand due to the cold. People were going to put their heat on. And, you know, you would think, I know that Duke just raised prices to pay for better infrastructure. Apparently it's not working because they said, don't use your power during the cold. Now, pretty blonde lady, you're up.
Well, Duke Energy says this cold snap is driving in usually high demand across the Southeast. And right now, the company is asking you to cut back on your electricity use.
Yeah, outages have already been reported in parts of the state as the system feels the strain right now. 10 Tampa Bay News reporter Asha Patel live in St. Pete for us this morning. Asha, what do customers
need to do right now?
Sure.
Last name Patel. I'm going to go with Indian.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Maybe Bangladeshi. Maybe Nepalese.
Good morning, Caitlin and Jameson. Yeah, Duke Energy is asking their customers to cut down on electricity starting right now until 9 this morning. And this is all to protect that power grid. Now, the company spent Sunday urging customers.
Did you notice what I noticed?
What?
Let me see if I can go back. To see the Duke Energy sign?
they can't even power their own sign back here. That's actually great advertising. Like, look, we're really struggling. We've cut our sign
Come
in
on,
half.
Guys.
So she doesn't want them to power it till 9 a.m. So basically the coldest part of the day,
right.
Don't use your power you need it.
Don't use your heater.
When it warms up, feel free to use it because you won't, because you don't need it as much.
Yeah.
But when it's really cold and you need it, don't, please.
That's right.
Power grid. Now, the company spent Sunday urging customers to reduce power use during peak morning hours. Officials say lowering your thermostat to the lowest comfortable setting, holding off on washers, dryers.
What's the lowest comfortable setting for you? Where did you turn the heat on?
No, we don't. We have a little it's like a fake fireplace that we got from Chris's brother.
Those kick, dude.
And they're awesome. I like the little white noise. It's got a little like light that emits from it. It's very soothing.
Uh-huh.
When I'm sleeping, I like it cold, like 60, 61, 62.
Oh my god,
when I'm sleeping, because I like to put 5 blankets on top of me and snuggle up.
Yeah,
but during the like normal, I would say like 72, 73.
Okay, because we did put the heat on here, but we did 68, I believe.
At night?
68 at night.
I like cold.
I mean, 68 was pretty perfect for me, but I can't put the air conditioner on at 68. That just, I don't have the money to do that.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Apparently, Duke Energy couldn't handle it either if we did that.
Fires and dishwashers, and turning off extra lights and devices can ease strain on the grid. Electric vehicle owners are also asked to charge later in the day when demand drops. The company says even small steps can make a big difference in keeping electricity flowing during this cold snap. Now, the company says crews are monitoring conditions around the clock. And again, I want to mention Hernando County High School and Brooksville Elementary Schools are closed because of power outages. Now, we're going to keep our eyes on where these power outages are happening throughout the morning, and we'll be sure to keep you guys updated. But for now, live in St. Pete, Asha Patel, 10 Tampa Bay News.
10 Tampa Bay News. I like that jacket, Asha.
Yeah, that is
nice.
It is nice. Not fur, I would imagine.
No. She's probably vegetarian.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, like, do you recall the power companies? I kind of remember it in summertime, where they were like, okay, you got to turn up your ACs a little bit. But I don't know. This just seems like one. And maybe it was just because it was historically cold here. But something's not right. We are turning into a third world country by the moment. We should be able to put on our heaters in America.
We're talking about third world countries. I got a great story for you in the next half hour.
Oh.
If I could just like, you know, tease
it
a little
please
bit.
Do. It, please do.
It was amazing. It's maybe been 15 years since I've seen a fight in the wild.
Yeah.
And I saw a good one yesterday. Ooh. A good one. Front row. I was just like, God had it, because I was in the right place at the right time. And I'm going to tell you about it, because it's a little on the spicy side.
Yeah, I asked her. I was like, "Do you want to open with that one?" She says, "No, I need the time to get dirty and be a little more risque." Which is why you should stay with us. Number one, if you're watching on YouTube on Wednesdays, you can join us live. You can watch the show on Sunday if you miss it. But if you're listening on Radio St. Pete or the regular podcast feed, you're gonna miss this tremendous tale. So I want you to go over to hmbradio.substack.com. You can subscribe for free. There is a paid option there. We keep it really, really cheap. But you get the whole show audio only on Wednesday. So you get it 4 days early, or you can wait and watch it on YouTube if you want to. Willsyoutube.com on Sundays at midnight. So if you missed the live show, it goes behind. I make it private, and then I put it back up on Sunday. So that is an option for you. But I would encourage you to head over to the Substack, hmbradio.substack.com. Give it a thumbs up if you're watching over there, or Rumble, and you know, tell friends about it. That's always good. Comment. Those things help with the algorithm, so I appreciate that. And I think with that, we're going to say goodbye to our friends at Radio St. Pete and the normal podcast feed. I guess Spotify is doing pretty good. I looked at the listens that I got an e. I didn't. I kind of forgot we were on Spotify, but I guess a lot of people listen on Spotify too. So
I just want to give a shout out to Donkey Teeth. He was a former, I think, a BA kind of guy.
Uh-huh.
And Joe, the supermarket, mm-hmm. Holyoke Joe, just repping us. Everything we do, he is a big fan. So we got to give it up.
Appreciate
Joe.
That.
Thank you, sir. Joe. Yeah. So sweet. Thank you for putting a little whisper in the ear of important people for me when I was on the air on Monday. I was lucky enough to do another show with Sean Farish on WPHT, 1210 AM in Philadelphia. Love them. Love those guys. So hopefully they give me another chance.
I'm sure they will.
I probably didn't do as bad as I thought, but I just feel like I really didn't bring my A game, and I feel bad. Not because like I was underslept or underprepared, but it was just like, some of the topics I felt like were hard for me to like find the funny angle with, you know?
Yeah.
And also like, it's just one of those things where a lot of it is just like chance and luck, and yeah, it just, you know.
Well, maybe we'll get into that too. Let's say goodbye to the podcast feed and Radio St. Pete. We'll see you guys next week. Join us Wednesdays, 6 p.m. willsyoutube.com. See you later.
Hey.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.